presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look at the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who came to Earth from the planet Krypton with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a large metropolitan newspaper. Superman, as Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen, are visiting editor White Indian friend Comanche Joe on his ranch in the far west. Unknown to anyone, Rawson, the ranch foreman, is trying to persuade Comanche Joe to sell his ranch and oil fields for practically nothing by making use of an old Indian legend which says that when a coyote howls, danger threatens. Many accidents and misfortunes have happened on the ranch, and they have always been preceded by the howl of a coyote. Now, last episode, we heard how Rawson's scheme to impress the Indians with the truth of the legend failed when Superman saved his young friend from a murderous bullet. But Rawson was not finished. As our last episode ended, he once again plotted against the life of Jimmy Olsen. Listen.
Well, a plan to get that kid while he was up on top of the drum was a flop, Rawson.
Shut up now and get this, Dusty. This afternoon, you're going to take that kid riding on Gentle Lamb.
I don't get it.
You know Gentle Lamb as well as I do. He's the gentlest horse on the ranch until you touch him with spurs. Well, Dusty, you got to see to it that little Jimmy Olsen, little laughing squirrel, wears spurs.
That horse goes crazy when you put spurs to him, Rawson. He'll kill the kid for sure.
That's what I'm driving at. Take the kid riding in the general direction of the Comanche Reservation. When you get some distance away from the ranch, present him with a pair of spurs. Kid'll wear them, all right. The minute he touches Gentle Lamb with those spurs, the horse will go nuts and it's curtains for the kid. When the Indians find him laying dead on the trail, I'll fix it for the coyote to howl. You get me?
I get you. To get the ranch, we've got to convince Chief Running Fox that the legend of the Howling Coyote is a real McCoy. That the ranch is bad medicine for Comanche Joe.
You got it.
Okay, Rawson. I'll take the kid riding. And I can guarantee he won't be coming back.
Comanche, where's Jimmy? Isn't he coming with you and me on this inspection of the oil field?
I don't think so, Kent. He said something about going for a ride with Dusty.
Oh.
Isn't that so, Tumbleweed?
Yeah. Here comes Dusty now. Hey, is that the Gentle Lamb he's got with him?
Yes. I don't know whether we ought to let Jimmy ride that horse.
Why, what's wrong with him?
Just one thing. That horse is called Gentle Lamb because he is a gentle as a lamb until you put spurs to him. He'll be all right as long as Jimmy doesn't wear rowels.
Oh, there comes Jimmy now. It doesn't look as if he's wearing spurs to me.
He ain't. Nothing to worry about, I guess. Hi there, Dusty.
Hi, Tumbleweed. I'm taking your partner, Jimmy Olsen, for a ride. Hope you don't mind.
Just take care of him, that's all, Dusty. Anything happens to that boy, you'll answer to me.
Nothing will happen, Tumbleweed. You can count on me. Hey, kid, come on. Get up on Gentle Lamb here.
Holy mackerel. Is that what that horse is called, Gentle Lamb? Can't you give me a horse with a little life in it?
Horse, Jimmy, not horse. Hmm? You're even starting to talk like Tumbleweed Jones.
Anything wrong with the way I talk, Mr. Kip?
Well, for a Westerner, Tumbleweed, no. For an Easterner, yes.
Easterners. End of feet.
Come on, Jimmy, get up on the Jim Land here.
Okay. Where are you going, Mr. Kent?
All right, Comanche's going to show me over the oil fields, Jimmy. Enjoy your ride.
Okay, I will. Say, Tumbleweed, why don't you come with us?
Hey, got work to do. See you later, Laughing Squirrel.
Okay. Let's go, Dusty. So long, everybody. Get up there. All the slow dance.
Better watch that young man, Ken. You'll be taking him back to the city wearing chaps and a sombrero.
I'm afraid so. Tumbleweed, I thought you were coming with us.
Well, I was, but I kind of fell behind in my work last night. You know, going over to watch that horrible ceremony and everything.
Oh, forget the work, Tumbleweed. Come on along.
You can't forget this work, Comanche. I'm making a bow for the youngster along with some arrows and a quiver to carry him in.
Making a bow and some arrows for Jimmy? Hey, you kind of like that young friend of mine, don't you?
I sure do. Great little fella. Hey, you and Comanche, go ahead. I'll see you tonight. Here's something to remember me by. Just made it this morning.
Well, what is it, huh? Oh, two bags of fudge. All right, Tumbleweed, thanks.
Oh, welcome.
Let's go, kid.
All right.
We've got a good half hour's ride before we reach the oil field. If I'm not mistaken, there's a storm coming. Blizzard, most probably.
There is a blizzard coming, all right, but it won't get here till nightfall. You got time. So long. See ya.
All right, Tumbleweed.
Goodbye.
How did Tumbleweed know there was a blizzard coming?
I don't know. Somehow he can tell. Well, we won't be gone more than 2 or 3 hours. We'll be back at the ranch before the snow starts to fall. You know, Kent, I can't get over what I saw last night.
You mean at the tribal ceremony?
Yes. I saw that man. That Superman swooped down out of the night. The more I think of it, the more convinced I am that Superman does really exist.
Uh-uh.
All right, Kent. Deny it if you want to. But I tell you, I saw this Superman with my own eyes.
Oh, never mind that, Comanche. The thing that interests me is this. Last night, just before you say Superman swooped down out of the night, I heard a coyote howl. The other day, just before that avalanche started, we heard a coyote howl. Something mysterious about that coyote.
I had a talk with my father, Chief Running Fox, last night.
Yes?
He advised me to put the ranch in the oil fields up for sale.
Oh, why?
He says that coyote will haunt me and my friends until I get rid of the ranch.
Are you going to follow his advice?
I don't know, Kent.
Comanche, I believe there's a simple, down-to-earth explanation for the howling of that coyote just before something happened. And given a little time, we'll probably find out what it is.
While Clark Kent and Comanche Joe ride toward the oil fields, Jimmy Olsen, accompanied by Dusty, Rawson's henchman, rides on toward the fatal danger Rawson has planned for him. We know, though Jimmy does not, that when spurs are applied to the horse known as Gentle Lamb, the animal becomes a hysterical killer. Listen.
Gee, Dusty, this sure is some country. I've never seen such wonderful scenery in my life.
Yeah, sure is beautiful.
Riding through these mountains is like, well, I don't know what it's like. Sure is different. Where are we going, Dusty?
Well, Jimmy, I thought we'd head over toward Comanche Reservation. Thought maybe you'd like to pay a visit to your new brothers. You're a member of the Comanche tribe now, you know.
Gee, yeah. I can't really believe that myself. Think of me, Jimmy Olsen, being a member of a real tribe of Indians like the Comanches, and being called Laughing Squirrel and everything. Boy, that's really something, ain't it?
It certainly is. Hey, can't that horse of yours keep up with mine? What's the matter with him?
Well, they call him Gentle Lamb. He's just as slow, too.
What you need for that horse is a pair of spurs.
Yeah, I thought I'd put some life into him. Well, no sense wishing for him when you can't have him.
Well, you can have him, all right. Got a pair right here. Just got him from the blacksmith this morning. They're being repaired and forgot to take him out of my pocket. Here you are. You can borrow him.
Oh, gee, Dusty. Thanks a lot.
Wait a minute now. You don't have to dismount. I'll fit him to you while you're on the horse.
Oh, thanks, Dusty. Hey, Dusty, it's starting to snow. Maybe we ought to be starting back to the ranch, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Tumbleweed says these blizzards and snowstorms out here can be pretty dangerous. People get lost in the snow sometimes and they freeze to death.
Now, don't you worry about getting lost in those snowstorms. I know the trail like the back of my hand. There you are. Ah, them spurs fit you like they was made for it. Maybe now you'll be able to get some speed out of that there nag.
Yeah, maybe I will.
I dig them spurs into Gentle Lamb's flanks, Denny. We'll see what happens.
Okay, here goes. Hey, what's happening?
Hold on, kid, if you can.
He's going to throw me. Dusty, the horse is falling, and I'm falling with him. Dusty, I'm under him. He's kicking. Help me, Dusty, help. Oh, my head.
Oh. Well, that's that. Wait. Someone shot that horse with an arrow. An Indian, probably. An Indian done it.
It wasn't no Indian, Dusty.
Tumbleweed Joe.
I'll settle with you later, Dusty. I put an arrow through that horse's heart just in time. Oh, but Jimmy, you need first aid. You need in a hurry. Horse kicked you in the head. Bad concussion, probably. Hey, Dusty, give me a hand getting this kid back to the ranch house. Hey, ridden off. Skedaddled. May he burn in the bottommost pit. But I'll get Jimmy back myself. I'll get him to a doctor in time if it's the last thing I do.
This is getting worse, Tumbleweed. I don't think the doctor will be able to get through.
He's got to get through. Kid'll die if he don't. You get word to Comanche Joe and talk Kent?
Yeah, Boley rolled out the oil fields about an hour and a half ago.
Kent and Comanche must be on their way back by now. Why doesn't that doctor get here? What's he taking all this time about?
The blizzard is terrible, Tumbleweed. No human can get through in an act like this. God, listen to that wind out there.
I'll get it. Hello? Yeah? But listen, Doc, you just got to get here. There's a kid here been kicked in the head by a horse. How do I know how bad it is? All I know is the kid's unconscious. He's been that way for over an hour. Well, that's bad, huh? You can't get through. Okay. If you can't get through to me, I'll get through to you. Never mind how. Goodbye. Put blankets around that kid. Get it? That'll all right.
You really ain't thinking of taking your favorite horse out in that blizzard, Tumbleweed. He'll never come back alive.
If anything can get through this blizzard, that horse will. That'll all right, like I tell you.
Tumbleweed, use your head. The doctor's 20 miles from here over the mountains. There's a blizzard raging, man. The worst I ever seen in a year. You'll never get through. You and the kid and the horse will freeze to death out in the mountain.
You can't let that kid die. Get those blankets around him and hurry up. Tommy, you hear me?
All right, but you're a crazy hombre, Tumbleweed. Nobody, not Superman himself, gets through this blizzard.
I can try. Any way you look at it, the kid dies. Well, I'll take a chance on getting him through the mountain to the doctor.
Yeah, the kid's ready, too. All wrapped up in blankets. I tell you, you'll never make it.
Maybe not, but I can try. Open that door, Jerry. I'm on my way. I'll have a little laughing squirrel here or die in the attempt.
A job that needs Superman. Jimmy's friend, Tumbleweed Jones, faces 20 miles of dangerous mountain trails blocked by snow and blizzard. Will he reach the doctor in time to save Jimmy? Will he reach the doctor at all? Be sure to hear the next thrilling episode of our story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.